Yesterday, my friend Vishwambar Prabhu, and now I'm talking about the Vishwambar from the UK, brought over to me a gift that he gave last year for the Budapest temple. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get it there last year. This year, I hope I will. It's a reputed to be, and I'm going to check by having forensic tests done on it, if that's what you call testing something for its origin and age. A painting, a silk painting, which has been unfortunately glued and varnished onto board of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll describe the picture later, but the painter lived over 400 years ago, and what he painted was witnessed by his father, who was there at the site, and his father told him all the details of the painting. And the painting is about a meter wide by about 70 centimeters high. And it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting beneath a tree at Katwa. And to his right is kneeling the barber, who has his head in his hands and is crying. And behind, to the right, are a group of ladies, and they're also crying. To the left is standing Keshav Bharati with his danda in his hand. And to the left of that are some men. And in front of Lord Chaitanya, on a cloth, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hair. So it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas ceremony and his haircutting ceremony. The painting is quite damaged. It's worn, it's eaten, it's faded. But Lord Chaitanya's features are very clear, although that's also damaged. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very beautiful, compassionate eyes. He's slightly smiling. His nose is like that of a parrot, as the descriptions in Shastra state. His hands are extremely, they're very long fingers, but very delicate and very aristocratically pointed. I'm looking, Keshav Bharati Maharaj has quite a long nose and very long ears and earlobes, as does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose head is fully shaven. And I'm going to take this picture back and hang it in our VIP preaching room in Budapest. It will be a testament to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's not only existence but appearance. When people want to say, well, how do you know what your deities look like, or how do you know what Lord Chaitanya looks like? And I said, well, this is drawn according to a eyewitness description of this particular event and also of the person. And of course, that pastime itself is a very heart-wrenching pastime. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Lord Krishna himself, for the sake of conditioned souls, and as I may have mentioned yesterday, but I think that was in the Hungarian podcast, for the sake of tasting his own wonders, has accepted the renounced order of life. And of course, to accept the renounced order of life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to give up his hair. And the beautiful, beautiful hair of Lord Chaitanya, the hair of Lord Krishna, which is always decorated with flowers, garlands of flowers, pearls, and that frames his beautiful face, which is ears, which are decorated with earrings. That hair that's described as having a reddish tint, and in his childhood is piled up on top of his head, described like crow's feathers by Mother Yashoda, and later on is very ornately decorated by the cowherd boys as Krishna tends the calves, and then later on the cows in the forests of Vrindavan, and all the forest trees become glorified, they become glorious, they give flowers only for the purpose of decorating the Lord. And of course the gopis, when Krishna is with Srimati Radharani, also take great pleasure in decorating the hair of Lord Krishna, sometimes with flower garlands, sometimes with flower crowns, and always with many beautiful little flowers of different colors and very aromatic. That hair is now lying on the ground of Katwa, and is the source of great pain and sorrow for all the associates of the Lord. All of them are not here. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas ceremony took place, only Gadadhar Pandit, Chandrasekhar, and a few Lord Nityananda, a few personalities were present. But when later the others saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or even just heard about it, they fainted away. They couldn't bear the pain of seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such a condition. So that picture I have here, and I hope that I hope first of all that I'm going to be able to get it back. It has to be boxed properly and then shipped back without too many questions being asked as to its origins, otherwise who knows, there may be some complications both in getting it out and getting it in, but I'm sure that by Lord Chaitanya's mercy that will take place. And when devotees come to visit the Budapest temple, then you can ask to see the picture.